Welcome to the It's Your Season podcast with Bishop Keith Felton of Trinity Christian Center. Get ready for some dynamic preaching, insightful teaching, and a word of God that will propel you to a new season of holiness and righteousness, praise and worship, and God's bountiful blessings. At the end of this podcast, information will be given about church location and how to obtain a CD copy of today's message in its entirety. Now, here's a brief word from the Bishop.
Good day, podcast listeners. This is Bishop Keith Felton, Senior Pastor of Trinity Christian Center. I'm excited to be back on the airways via the podcast at praisecharlotte.com. Listen, you have business plans. It seems like your finances is not really where it needs to be at, and God is telling you to do something great in the kingdom. I hear you laughing, God is saying. Sometimes when God gives us an assignment, we look at our circumstances and we laugh within ourselves. Listen to this message as God brings some revelation into what you're going through. And although that God has promised you so many great things and you're faced with so many circumstances, He still hears you laughing. Listen to this.
And in the process of time, Abraham said, kill the fatted calf, and they kill a lamb, and they begin to eat and begin to drink. And Abraham begin to converse with God. And God begins to tell him what is about to happen. He said, within nine months, I'm going to bless you and your old woman with a baby. And this is a conversation that Sarah, in that time, accustomed that the women would prepare meals, and they would stand just adjacent to the tent in case the people that there was dying and needed something, they would never be too far away. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Y'all remember when we were growing up, you had the company room. Yes, sir. And when you were little, you better not go in the company room while mama and them had company. It would be some repercussions and consequences. Amen. She was what we would say. She was waiting while Abraham was hosting his company in the company room. And she began to hear God and Abraham dialogue. He said, in 9 months, your wife Sarah will be conceived a male son. And she laughed. Somebody say laugh. And this is the point that I want to drive home. Sarah did not laugh outwardly, but she laughed within herself. She laughed without even moving her lips. She laughed like, you know how sometimes you go, and not even move your lips. And God confronts Sarah and say, why did you laugh? Why did you laugh? Because I told you you was going to bring a son. And she's thinking about the facts that she is old and her womb is past. Listen, being able to produce a seed, produce that. She's looking at her circumstance, but she fails to realize she's talking to God. That's why he had to remind them in the verse 14, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything? What is about your life? I created your body. I can quicken your body in the twinkling of an eye. I can make an 80-year-old like an 18-year-old. All I got to do is say is and it will be. Amen. Look at somebody and say, he's God. God is not moved by your circumstance. We are moved by our circumstances. God uses our circumstances to move us towards him. So if you're going through hell and high water, God knows all about it, but he's using the hell and high water to bring you closer to him. And God is saying to us right now, he's saying to that woman right now, to that man that's under the sound of my voice, I hear you laughing. I hear you laughing within yourself. Because you know your situations and circumstances, it looks like it's beyond repair. And I told you that I was going to bless you, but I hear God saying somebody in this room is going, God Almighty. Look at somebody say, somebody's right now is laughing within themselves. And God says, Lord, I know you. God said, I'm going to bless you, but you're laughing. God said, I'm going to raise. God, how can you raise me up and begin to bless me when I'm going through some stuff right now that nobody don't know about me and you, but you talking about you're going to bless me when my car's about to break down. My house need my car. House no. God said, how can you bless me? And God said, what you looking at, don't let what you looking at overshadow who brought you through it. Because we can look at our circumstance and begin to laugh at the prophetic utterances of God. And God say, is there anything, is what you're going through right now is more powerful than what I called you out of? And God say, stop laughing at me when I tell you that I'm going to use you. Stop laughing at me when I tell you that I'm going to cause your business to overflow even when you just bounce two or three checks. God say, stop laughing within yourself. You may not laugh outwardly that men can hear, but I hear you doubting me with your laugh on the inside of you. Yeah. Look at somebody and say, I hear you laughing. God said, I hear you laughing every time I say, I'm going to raise you up. Lord, who, me? Yes, you. And God said, I hear you laughing every time I tell you that I'm going to bless you. But the only thing you see is what you see in your natural. But God said, I see you from the supernatural, not from the natural. And you may laugh on the outside, but God said, I still got plans even while you're in your problem. We'll laugh at stuff because we only know what we know. God said, I hear you laughing while you praying, and I'm giving you things that I'm showing you things, and you're looking at that you don't have enough of this, and you have enough of that. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but you say I'm going to do it. And God said, stop laughing. God told Moses, start the business, and see, like, we ain't got enough money, and we just, oh no, I'm going to do this. I got to stop laughing. God said, if I said it, it's going to come to pass. God said, I got cancer. I'm sick in my body. And God said, stop laughing within yourself. I hear you laughing with your spirit. Y'all got to get that. Sarah was communicating with God without even moving her mouth, because the Bible says, Jesus said that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God said, I hear more when you don't even move your mouth, when you got your mouth closed. God said, I don't have you to open your mouth to get the praise and glory. I can hear what you thought. You know my thoughts when they're far. You know my uprising and my downsetting. You know all about me. And God said, I don't have to open up your mouth to get you to talk to me. Some of your best conversations with God is when you got your mouth closed, and people think you're looking at TV, and people think you're working on the job, but they don't know that you and God is talking about what's going to happen, what will happen, and what must happen. Look at somebody, say, my lips ain't even moving. My lips is not even moving, but I'm still getting my prayer through. They go, I got hell in my house and hell in my finance, but I'm just keeping my peace and not even move my lips. But just because my lips are not moving, that does not mean that my mind is at check at the throne. I can get more move with my mouth closed. Be still and know that I am God. God Almighty. God said, I heard you laugh from within. When I begin to study this, and God gave it to me, that laugh is a sort of doubt. It could never happen. God said, I want to use you in ministry. And you looking at your circumstance, and you laughing within yourself, and say, how in the world are you going to use me when I don't even know the left from the right? Somebody know what I'm talking about. How you going to establish me when I ain't got no money? How you going to do all these things? And God said, yes, but you got to stop laughing from within yourself. You got to stop shouting in the sanctuary. You got to stop falling out. You got to stop running up and down. But you get home and you laugh at me because you think your problem is bigger than the problem solver. God said, I wouldn't be God if I couldn't bring you out of this. I wouldn't be God if I couldn't heal your body, restore you. God said, stop laughing at me and begin to look at me. I didn't laugh. Yes, you did, Sarah. You did laugh. You can't lie to God. You can lie to that person sitting beside you, in front of you, behind you, but you cannot lie to God. Is anybody in the building? Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old. Sometimes God will wait for something to get dried up in your life. Because God don't like talking about fertile things. He'll talk about dried up things. He told the man of God, can these dry bones live? It'd be something if he said, can I bring life in these people? Can I put spirit in them? Can I fill them with the Holy Ghost? That's be possible. But God will wait till the flesh fall right off the bones. He'll wait till there's no breath in the bones. He'll look in the valley of dry bones, and he'll tell you, speak to these bones. And when you begin to speak, God begin to laugh and say, listen, even if it's dead and stinking, I am the giver of life. In him we move, in him we live, and him we have our being. God say, stop looking at your dry situation and don't think I can bring life to it. You'll look at your situation and laugh right within yourself and say, can any good thing come out of this? Lord, how in the world are you going to fix this? God, you told me you were going to bless me. You told me you're going to do this, but my life is not where it needs to be. And God said, I don't need your life to line up to bless you. Y'all got to get that right there. God said, I don't need things to go right. I am God. I'll bring you to a Red Sea in your life just to part the Red Sea. I won't wait till the tide go down. I part it when it's high tide. I part it right in the middle of the day to let you know that the earth is mine. The earth is mine. Everybody in it, the birds, the bees, the men and women. God said, I am God and I can do anything that I want to do. And it's time that we believe it. Oh, y'all got to get that right there. God will wait till all hell breaks loose. And you cannot, listen, you cannot experience the hand of God until you done been through some hell with God. Is anybody in the building? You understand the power of the hand of God when you go through hell and high water. And sometimes when I preach, I have to say this. Maybe some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but I feel like the majority of y'all know what I'm talking about. Because if you've been out here on your own for a little while, you done been through some hell and some high water and some heartbreak and some humiliation. And sometimes you feel like you wouldn't feel like you want to leave the house. You'll see the hand of God move in your life when all hell breaks loose in your life. We have a hard time believing God because we can't get past our circumstance. We only see what we see. We only know what we know. The only thing we know is, I'm going through. The devil is a liar. God said, what we think we're going through, we're only in the weight room of salvation. Does anybody know what the weight room of salvation, when God will use the weight of finance and the weight of going through hell and the weight to push your physical and your spiritual and get them combined so your faith man can be as strong as your natural man. And God said, I'm going to use this situation. Somebody say situation. I'm going to use this sickness in your body. I'm going to use finances. I'm going to use family members. I'm going to use it to get you in the weight room and get you to push, pull, so that when you come out, your faith will go to another level. And God said, I do more in the deserts of your life than when you're in a watering pool of your life, because God said, I wait till all hell break loose to let the devil know I run this. I am God, and beside me there is no other. He waited till she got old. He waited till she dried completely up. Most of y'all in here probably ain't dried up good enough. Look at somebody and say, you got some more drying to do. You still ain't cried your last two. You got a little bit more crying to do, you know. Gotta wait till everything is completely that nobody know can't get no glory but God. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? He waited till her internal structure could not carry life. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? There's a certain time in a lady's life that she has an optimum time to give birth to a good, healthy kid. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Look at gynecologists and obstetricians will tell you, after the age of 36 years old, a lady becomes high-risk pregnancy. And Sarah is looking at her physical anatomy. But she doesn't know that she's got a God in the next room that can take a physical anatomy and touch it in the twinkling of her eye. And Sarah doesn't realize she knows who's eating at her table, but she don't know the power and presence of who is eating the food from off a table. You can be in the sanctuary worshiping a God that you haven't even trust really yet. You can be worshiping and bowing at his feet, and God say, you still don't even know who I am. You still looking at your situation. You still looking at your circumstance. You still looking at your money, your mind. God say, you don't even know who I am yet. It's amazing how you can come before me every week, but you still don't know who I am. For those who don't know who he is God. Look at somebody and say, he's God. Good God Almighty. Sarah has no clue who's eating at her table. All she knows is, I'm too old to be giving birth to a baby. Too old to be pushing and pulling and then having birth pains. I done passed that right now. Look at somebody, I done passed that. I done passed the years that I thought that I gave up all my good years. In fact, I'm here to tell somebody, listen, your good years haven't even started yet. God said, I'm going to make the latter greater than the former. And all the hell that you went through, let me free somebody right now. Somebody wasted a lot of time in the world and you drunk and you smoke dope. But God said, let's forget about that, because your latter is going to be greater than your former. And you didn't burn up all your days in riotous living, because I am God. I can restore the years that the locust and the cankerworm and the palmer worm has destroyed. I can make the old new and the new old. God said, is there anything too hard for me? You did not burn your life out. You just getting started.
Praise podcast listeners. This is Bishop Felton. I want to pause here in our broadcast because I got some exciting news. Trinity Christian Center has a dynamic website. Go to www.trinitychristiancenter.net. There you will discover a variety of links designed to give you the full Trinity Christian Center experience. Starting with our homepage, our mission, our order of services, bios of yours truly and First Lady, our ministries, prayer requests, and how to sow into Trinity, and testimonials also. If your business is interested in being a partner on the podcast, please call me personally at 704-905-2034. That's 704-905-2034. If the It's Your Season podcast is blessing you with the preached word and you are excited about what God is doing in your life, please come out and worship with us this Sunday morning at 7935 North Tryon Street, starting at 11 a.m. Now let's get back to the message already in progress.
Now somebody say, I'm just getting warm. I am just getting warm. I thought I spent my days out in the club. I thought I spent my days out in riotous living, but the best years are right now. I got my experience. I got been through some hell and high water, but God said, I'm saving the best for last. God said, yeah, those grapes in your belly, I had to stomp them. Those grapes in your belly, I had to stomp them. And now God said, now I'm getting ready to ferment you. I'm getting ready to foundate you. And the longer wine set up, the better it gets. The sweeter it gets, the more potent it gets. And you're more better today than when you were 30 years ago, because life experiences and heartbreak has created a glass of wine that's fit for the master. Oh my goodness. Is anybody in the building? Look at somebody and say, I'm just getting warm. The devil wants to remind you that you done gave up. You done spent all your living. You done drunk up. You done get all this stuff. But you got to let the devil know, God is restoring me. Oh, God is restoring my life. He is restoring me. He is bringing me back to the place where I first believed. Good God, oh God. Is anybody in the building? Look at verse number 13. When I began to study this, it blew my head. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? This is the Lord now, because that lets you know how God is. God is omnipresent. He can be in one place and be everywhere. He is having a conversation with Abraham in one room, but is hearing Sarah laugh in the other room. And he's asking him a question that he should be asking his wife. And the only reason why he asked him to get Abraham to realize that we're not the only ones in the room. Did anybody get that? He asked Abraham, why did your wife laugh? But Sarah wasn't even in the room physically. Uh-oh. But she was in the room spiritually. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? See, sometimes we worship God too much in the flesh. You got to look at somebody and say, get out of yourself. You have got to get out of yourself. You have got to get out of your situation. God, Jesus said, and that day the true worshipers shall worship the Father, for they who worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. And if you think you can come here and put on a physical performance and God don't see you in the spirit, you better take that cloak off your life, because God say, I see you in the natural and I know your spirit is not lining up with what you see. You're showing people worship, but you're not worshiping from your spirit. God, I'm worshiping. No, you're not worshiping. God, I'm praising. You know you're not worshiping. No, you're not praising. Your body is here, but your spirit is. Oh, y'all got to get that. Is anybody in the building? Back in the days, the old Jay sung a song. The body's here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. I thought I used that to tie that in. Look at somebody say, now I know what he's talking about. You could be worshiping God with your body in the sanctuary, but your mind's still in your living room, still on the job, still on your finance. And God said, yeah, your body here, baby, but your spirit. Look at somebody, say, my spirit. God does not care about physical presence. We can lie to each other but look like we're happy. But God said, I see the side of you that don't nobody see. And stop laughing at me because I see you. God, oh my. I believe, Lord, I thank you for healing my body. And God said, why are you laughing from within? Lord, I know you're going to heal my finance. Why are you laughing within? Your finance is not going down that bad that God can't raise it back up. God said, stop laughing within yourself. Stop laughing. Laughing is a sense of, Lord, you're going to have to do some work to get me right. God said, who do you think I am? Is anybody in the building? God said, I let Lazarus lay till he couldn't lay no more. And I took a dead man and spoke, and he came leaping out the tomb. God said, I can leap your finance out of your pocketbook, out of your wallet, out of your checkbook. God said, I let it lay dead for 3 or 4 weeks, and I bless you with $1,000 unexpectedly. God said, I can do anything. Is there anything too hard for me? We must understand that God is not looking at our physical, listen, our physical prowess. Leaders, hear me well. God could care less about what we look like on the inside. These people worship me with their lip, but their heart is far from me. God said, I don't care what's coming out of your head. I don't care what's coming out of your lip. But if your heart is not in line, what's coming out of your head and your lip, you're just a form of godliness with no power. You'll leave this place more pitiful than more powerful. And God says, it's time for us to realize that I see all of you, your spirit, your soul, and your body. He said this right here. Shall I of a surety bear a child which I am old? All Sarah knew is she was old. I've been saying this for weeks. The only thing we know is what we know right now. Isn't that amazing? I'm hungry right now. That's the only thing I know right now. I'm just being real. I don't know how I'm gonna get. I don't know how I'm gonna eat. I don't know what I'm gonna eat, but I know I'm only hungry right now. I only know this moment. I only know this much. Somebody say this much. When you look at your life, you think you know your life. You don't know anything about your life. Oh my goodness. You only know your problems, but you don't know your plan. When you understand the plan, you start working on your purpose. And you realize that my purpose is more powerful than the problems that's in my life. Yet he slay me, yet shall I trust him. Yet he slay me, yet I have to go through this. But my purpose is going to pull me out of this problem. This problem is not going to paralyze me. I've lived through worse things than this. But it's this problem that's going to mature me to operate on the level. Somebody say the level. Or the dimension in which God has wanted me to develop. It is not about where you're at right now, baby. It's what where you're going. You catch a hell for where you're going, not from where you're at. Because this too shall pass. Look at somebody and say, this too shall pass. God has let me catch pure hell to get me ready for the next dimension. And if we can't take it now, if we can't develop in the furnace of affliction, we don't have nothing to shout about. You're going to have to cry some tears to put out this fire. You're going to have to walk the floor and put out the fire under your feet. God said, I'm going to train you and transform you and invigorate your spirit to operate, not show off. Is anybody in the building? God said, I'm going to use you to operate. Y'all got to get that right there. Somebody say operate. God said, I'm going to use you to operate. I'm going to use you to operate on the next level. But God said, I'm going to wait till it dry up on this level. I'm going to wait till it seems like there's no hope on this level. I'm going to wait till it feels like you're by yourself and seems like everybody's running out on you. God said, then I'm going to give you a promise that you're going to try to measure by your problem. God can tell somebody, right, I'm going to bless you with a mansion. And all you're looking at is your mobile home. We're laughing within ourselves. How in the world you going to bless me with a mansion? I'm sitting right here living in a mobile home. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? How you going to bless me with a new car? My credit is hawked up. Is anybody in the building? My credit done left me years ago. Broke, busted, and you gonna bless me with another car. You gonna bless me with a Mercedes or a BMW. And you gotta say, stop laughing within yourself. Your problem is not bigger than me. God, I hear God saying right now, look at somebody and say, you got yourself in the problem. And everything that we get ourselves in, God is going to get us out. God say, you don't have a problem that I can't solve. Stop looking at your circumstance. Your circumstance is not bigger than God. Stop looking at your mistakes. Your mistakes is not bigger than God. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Abraham sold his wife out to save his own neck, but God still blessed him to be a father of men and nations. I don't know who this is for, but God say, stop looking at your past. I'm still going to bless you. Stop looking at you may have time in jail. I'm still going to bless you. Don't stop looking at time that you wouldn't for your babies or you didn't have enough money. Stop looking at your past. I'm going to still bless you because my promise is more powerful than your problem. Oh, I don't know why we had to detour there, but God say, stop laughing at me because you know what you're going. God say, I know what you're going through. You the one made the decision to get in it, but I got the power to get you out of it. Nobody don't want to hear that right there. Do you not know? Sit down, listen. Do you know every problem that you're going through? Look at somebody and say, I did it. You had to okay it. You had to probably buy the car, get the furniture set. You might have to get the iPhone that you knew you couldn't pay for this thing. This thing is driving you crazy. You got a car that's over your head. You got a house that's over. And God say, you did this. I didn't do it, but I'm going to get you out of this. You got hooked up with Jimmy Lee and Susie Bell. Y'all going to let you work with them for a little bit, but after I lose Jimmy Lee and Susie Bell and Sister Flip Flap and Sister Mojo, I'm going to get you in a place that you'll learn to be peace at yourself, with yourself, by yourself, because I'd rather be by myself, talking to myself, than be arguing and gun pots and pans all over the house. God said, you did this. I didn't do it, but I'm going to get you out of it. I'd rather be by myself than have a Tom and Jerry relationship. We fighting and we arguing. A Ren and Stimpy relationship. Running around the house with knives. I'm just alone to be by myself here with my right mind. I'd rather be by myself with my right mind than be catching pure hell with somebody that's living like the devil.
Bishop Felton here. You can hear this podcast any day and every day on www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Our mission at Trinity Christian Center is to get the good news of the gospel out to the masses so that God's love, power, and instruction will infiltrate your life like never before. Again, if this podcast was a blessing to you, please feel free to visit us at 7935 North Tryon Street for a wonderful worship experience. God bless.
We hope that the It's Your Season podcast has been a blessing to you. So now that you've heard the word of God, please come visit us at Trinity Christian Center, 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, in the Gold Hill Pavilion. If you're seeking a church home, our worship services starts Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and our Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. For more details about our order of services or to obtain a copy of today's message, you can call us at 704-777-0199. That's 704-777-0199 or on our website at www.trinitychristiancenter.net.